Hi there, my name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Brah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. And I have a question for you. What do you know about God? These 10-minute lessons will introduce you to God and will make you aware of some of his attributes. To help you remember the Lord's attributes, we will use the Creator Clock to help you recognize a few of the many things that are unique about your Creator. TikTok, what time is it on the Creator Clock? It is 9 o'clock. God is omnipresent. God is omnipresent. As we get tangled up in the day-to-day routine, it's easy to get lonely. It's easy to feel forgotten. Yet, if we stop to think about the fact that our God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is omnipresent, we realize that we are not forgotten and we're never alone. What is omnipresence? Omnipresence is the attribute of God by which he fills the universe in all its parts, being present everywhere at once. Not a part of God, but the whole of God is present in every place simultaneously. In fact, omnipresence is an attribute of all three members of the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are so closely related that where one is, the others are also. Now, the stupid among us will take that attribute, and when asked what it means, will say, it means that when man is sinning, God is always there to see it. Okay, that's true, and that's guilt-inducing, but it completely misses the point. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 5 says this, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways," declares the Lord. God is not present everywhere at the same time so that he can make a checklist of our sins. God is everywhere at the same time so that he can be there for all of his creatures all of the time. Psalm 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble." So all those times when you have thought you were alone, you weren't. God is omnipresence. The omni part of the word means all. Present means in a specific place at a specific time. So God is all present at every specific place at every specific time. God is everywhere present simultaneously. God sees everything all the time. Psalm 11, verses 4 and 5 say this, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men." God's omnipresence puts him in a position to scrutinize everything. And from his exalted position as the sovereign God, seated high above the universe, he is able to see everything. Thus, he is in a position to be fair to all of his creatures. In omnipresence, God is not bound by time or space constraints. He is present everywhere at all times. He is a witness to everything that happens to every creature. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15 says this, "For thus says the high and exalted one who lives forever, whose name is holy, I dwell on a high and holy place, and also I will dwell with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite." The Lord's healing guidance and comfort are as omnipresent as he is. Psalm 33, verses 13 and 14 say this, "The Lord looks from heaven, and he sees all the sons of men. From his dwelling place, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth." In omnipresence, the Lord is able to see the needs of all of his creatures, and he is completely able to provide for them the exact things that they need at the exact moment they need it. We are not forgotten. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 says this, "The Lord existed before all things, and in him all things hold together." The Lord Jesus Christ created us, and his watchful, omnipresent eyes, nurture our growth. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3 says this, "The Lord Jesus Christ is the radiance of God the Father's glory, and he is the exact representation of God the Father's nature. And the Lord upholds all things by the word of his power. And when the Lord Jesus Christ had made purifications of sins at the cross, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty, God the Father, on high." The Lord Jesus Christ controls human history. The Lord Jesus Christ controls the universe. And during those times when we get lonely, and during the times when we feel forgotten, we take comfort in the omnipresence of the living God. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You understand even my thoughts from afar. You scrutinize my path and my lying down, and you are intimately acquainted with all my ways. And even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. You have enclosed me from behind, that is, he's got your back, and before, he's got your front, and he's got your sides too. And you have laid your hand on me. Psalm 139:6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go to hide from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. He is even omnipresent in hell, even though those in hell want nothing to do with him and his presence. Psalm 139:9. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, Psalm 139:10, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will lay hold of me. We cannot hide anything from God. We cannot hide anywhere and not be seen by God. There's a song, "Jesus Loves Me." And one of the lines from the songs is, "Sometimes I'm lonely, but I'm never alone." An omnipresent God is always with us. He remembers us. He will never forget a single one of his creatures. He is with us every second of our existence, no matter where we are. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13 says, "There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have much to do." Tick-tock. What time is it on the Creator clock? It is 9 o'clock. God is omnipresent. If you like these short lessons, visit our website at www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. We have two different one-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. Keep on getting to know God. I'm Pastor Rory Clark. We'll be right back.